Midge Manicote sucked his paw ruefully.
I've just been picked by perishing owl babes.
Chuckling, Friar Butty replaced the lid on a steaming pan.
You must taste good to him, Midge. Come over here and lend a paw. I'm showing Tambo and Missy Pass how to make moss flower wedge.
Both hares were intrigued by the goings-on in Redwall's kitchen. It made such a pleasant change from marching and fighting. Pask had lined a rectangular earthenware dish with pastry, which Butty was viewing approvingly.
Well done, Missy. We'll make cooks of you hares yet. Tambo, are you ready with the first layer?
Tambo wielded a ladle, enjoying himself immensely.
What? I'll say I am. Now don't tell me, Butty. Just watch this.
He spread the chopped button mushrooms and grated carrot mixture on his pastry base, making sure it was level.
There. Right-o, Pask. You and Midge chuck in the next layer.
Watched by the fryer, the two hares spread sliced white turnip and chopped leeks as a second layer. Then Butty placed a third layer of diced potato on slivered white cabbage. He winked at Tambo and stood back wiping his paws on a cloth.
Go on then, Tam. I'm not telling you what's next. It is up to you.
Tambo took the lid off a panful of dark, rich gravy.
Mmm. Smells absolutely super-duper. Stand clear, please.
He poured the gravy over the layered vegetables evenly, watching it soak through, pulling his paw back swiftly to avoid a slap with Butty's damp cloth.
No taking secret licks at the pan, or I'll tell your sergeant, and he'll have your tail for supper, or whatever it is he does. Come on now, take an end of this cover each.
Gingerly, they lifted a big pastry top between them and flopped it gently over the dish. Butty took a knife and trimmed it, while Tambo and Midge crimped the edges. Pask borrowed Butty's knife to cut a series of arrowhead slits in the centre. Then she brushed the top with a mixture of light vegetable oil and finely chopped spring onions. The squirrel fryer shook their paws.
Well done. Good effort for your first moss flower wedge. Now, how long does it stand in the oven?
Pask and Tambo spoke out together.
Until it tells you it's done.
Right. And when's that?
When the crust is golden brown and shiny, and there's no more steam coming out of the slits in the middle.
Correct. See? I told you I'd make Redwall cooks out of you. Now, let's see how good you are at making Abbey trifle.
A single lantern had been left burning at the platform dug by the moles beneath the south outer wall. The pale light flickered, sending its radiance down into the depths of the darkened chasm, where it shone feebly on the spray-drenched stones by the rushing water. In the dim light, bunched wet scales glistened. Savage rows of ivory-hued teeth showed briefly, and two slitted eyes filmed over. The creature had heard the fairy creatures above. It had seen them, so it waited hungrily, knowing that sooner or later they would be descending into the gloomy rift, coiling its sinister length around a rock to prevent it being swept away. It waited.